რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4. თბილისის დროით 14 საათი აქ თავაზობთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. პაკისტანში კვირას მოწყობილი აფეთქების მსხვერპლთა რიცხვი 72-მდე გაიზარდა. სირიის არმიამ დაიბრუნა ისტორიული ქალაქი პალმირა. ბერნი სანდერსმა სამ შტატში დაჯებნა თანაპარტიელი კონკურენტი ჰილარი კლინტონი. მოლდავაში გაიმართა დემონსტრაცია რუმინეთთან გაერთიანების მოთხოვნით. ახლა მოისმინეთ ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო დაძრულებით. რადიო თავისუფლების თბილისის სტუდიაში მიკროფონთან არის დავით კაკაბაძე. აღმოსავლეთ პაკისტანის ქალაქ ლაჰორის ცენტრალურ პარკში თვითმკვლელი მოიერიშის მიერ მოწყობილი აფეთქების მსხვერპლთა რიცხვი 72-მდე გაიზარდა. დაღუპულთა შორის 29 ბავშვია. დაჭრილია 340-მდე პირი, მათგან 25-ის მდგომარეობა მძიმეა. აფეთქებისთვის პასუხისმგებლობა იკისრა ექსტრემისტულმა გაერთიანება ჯამაათ ულ აჰრარმა, რომელიც პაკისტანელი თალიბების ორგანიზაციის წევრია. აფეთქება იმ დროს მოხდა, როცა პარკში შეკრებილი ქრისტიანები აღდგომას ზეიმობდნენ. თავად ექსტრემისტებმა განაცხადეს, რომ მათი თავდასხმის სამიზნეს სწორედ ქრისტიანები იყვნენ, მაგრამ ადგილობრივი პოლიციის ცნობით დაღუპულთა უმრავლესობას მაჰმადიანები შეადგენენ. ადგილობრივმა ხელისუფლებამ სამდღიანი გლოვა გამოაცხადა. საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრმა სამძიმარი გამოუცხადა პაკისტანის მთავრობას და ტერაქტის შედეგად დაღუპულთა ოჯახებს. სირიის სამთავრობო ჯარებმა რუსეთის ავიაციის დახმარებით საბოლოოდ გაათავისუფლეს ექსტრემისტებისგან ისტორიული ქალაქი პალმირა. ექსტრემისტულმა დაჯგუფება ისლამურმა სახელმწიფომ პალმირა 2015 წლის მაისში აიღო და გაანადგურა იუნესკოს მსოფლიო კულტურული მემკვიდრეობის ძეგლთა სიაში შეტანილი არაერთი მონუმენტი. 26 მარტს სირიის სამთავრობო ძალებმა და მისმა მომხრე სახალხო ლაშქარმა ექსტრემისტებისგან გაათავისუფლეს დასავლეთ პალმირის ისტორიული ციტადელი, რომლის თავზეც ჯარისკაცებმა სირიის სახელმწიფო დროშა აღმართეს. ისტორიულ ქალაქ პალმირაზე კონტროლის აღდგენა სერიოზული წარმატებაა სირიის პრეზიდენტ ბაშარ ალ-ასადის ხელისუფლებისთვის, რომელმაც ბოლო თვეების განმავლობაში არაერთ წარმატებას მიაღწია ექსტრემისტებთან ბრძოლაში. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტმა ვლადიმირ პუტინმა ასაც პალმირის აღება მიულოცა. დემოკრატიული პარტიიდან შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტობის კანდიდატად წამოყენებისთვის პაექრობაში ბერნი სანდერსმა ერთბაშად სამ შტატში, ვაშინგტონში, ალასკასა და ჰავაიში აჯობა თავის მეტოქეს, ყოფილ სახელმწიფო მდივანს ჰილარი კლინტონს. ტელეკომპანია NBC-სთვის მიცემულ ინტერვიუში სენატორმა სანდერსმა განაცხადა, რომ მას რესპუბლიკელთა მთავარი კანდიდატის მილიარდერ დონალდ ტრამპის დამარცხებაც ხელაწიფება.
In all of the national polling that I have seen, we are beating
რა შედეგებიც ვიხილეთ ქვეყნის მასშტაბით, ყველგან გაცილებით დიდი უპირატესობით ვამარცხებთ დონალდ ტრამპს ვიდრე ჰილარი კლინტონი. ეს კამპანია რომ დაიწყეთ, სულ 3% გქონდა და 60%-ით ჩამორჩებოდით კლინტონს. ახლა ბოლო გამოკითხვაში, რომელიც ვნახე, უკვე 1%-ით ვიგებთ. ასე რომ აღმავლობას განვიცდით და ჩვენი ბევრი დელეგატი იმაზე ფიქრს იწყებს, რომელ დემოკრატ კანდიდატს ხელეწიფება უფრო მეტად დონალდ ტრამპის დამარცხება. ვფიქრობ ზოგიერთ მათგანს უკვე ესმის, რომ ეს კანდიდატი ბერნი სანდერსია.
I think some of them are beginning to understand that it's Bernie Sanders.
განაცხადა სანდერსმა. მიუხედავად კვირას მოპოვებული ამ წარმატებისა, დემოკრატიული პარტიიდან პრეზიდენტობის კანდიდატად დასახელებისთვის ბრძოლაში ფავორიტად მაინც ჰილარი კლინტონი ითვლება. რესპუბლიკელთა შორის მთავარი ფავორიტია დონალდ ტრამპი, რომელსაც მეტოქეობას უწევს სენატორი ტედ კრუსი. შეერთებული შტატების საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნები 8 ნოემბერს გაიმართება. კვირას მოლდავეთის დედაქალაქ კიშინევში გაიმართა დემონსტრაცია რუმინეთთან გაერთიანების მოთხოვნით. აქციის ორგანიზატორთა ცნობით, ერთიანობის მსვლელობაში მონაწილეთა რაოდენობამ 50,000-ს მიაღწია. თუმცა ადგილობრივი პოლიციის მონაცემებით ეს რიცხვი მხოლოდ 5-6,000 იყო. დემონსტრანტები აცხადებენ, რომ ევროკავშირის წევრ რუმინეთთან შეერთება კორუფციაში ჩაფლული მოლდავეთისთვის წინ გადადგმული ნაბიჯი იქნება ევროპისკენ მიმავალ გზაზე. 1918 წლის 27 მარტს რუმინეთ ის ყოფილი პროვინცია ბესარაბია, რომელიც დღეს მოლდავეთისა და უკრაინის ტერიტორიებს მოიცავს, რუმინეთის შემადგენლობაში შევიდა. მოგვიანებით, მეორე მსოფლიო ომის დროს ბესარაბია საბჭოთა კავშირს შეუერთეს და მისი უდიდესი ნაწილი მოლდავეთის საბჭოთა რესპუბლიკაში აღმოჩნდა. და ბოლოს, რუსეთის მიერ ანექსირებულ ყირიმში შეწყდა ერთადერთი უკრაინული გაზეთის კრიმსკა სვიტლიცას გამოსვლა. რადიო თავისუფლების კორესპონდენტის ცნობით 25 მარტის ნომერში მითითებული იყო, რომ ეს გაზეთის ბოლო გამოშვება იქნებოდა ყირიმში. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავ.
Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
This week on the Soul Lounge, is the Queen preparing to drop another album soon? I'll tell you why the Beehive is buzzing. And I've also got the latest from Chris Brown and the man who coined the term trap soul. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't pay tribute to our fallen brother, the great Fife Dog. And later on, a special encore performance from the VIP room. Up first, though, the latest from Monica. Her new album, Code Red, is her first in nearly 3 years. When asked about the inspiration behind the album, Monica told an American radio show, quote, "Right now, for R&B music, there's a state of emergency. Myself being one person, one artist, I can't change that. On my own, no one is that powerful. But all of us together, I think we can make huge strides, allowing this generation to enjoy what this music embodies, which is a lot of love, passion, and soul," end quote. She teams up with Akon for this next cut. It's called Hustler's Ambition. Monica, inside the Soul Lounge.
Miles in between us. It's been so long since we last touched. I hear your voice grow weary on the line. Every day we have to say goodbye. A hustler's ambition keeps me on the road. I do it for our family that I need to provide for. I know you're tired of sleeping alone.
Close your eyes. Pray you make it back home safe tonight. with her, don't be dishonest. Ay. Still not understanding this logic. Ay. I'm back and I'm better. I want you bad as ever. Don't let me just let up. I wanna give you better. Baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up. Somebody's on next up. Be damn if I let them catch up. It's easy to see that you're fitter. I am on a whole nother level. Girl, he only f***ed you over cause you let him. Girl, I guess he didn't know any better. Girl, that man didn't show any effort. Do all I can just to show you you're special. Certain it's your love that holds me together. Lately you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up skirt, get in the right. Left hand is steering, the other is gripping your thigh. Light up a spliff and get high. Shawty, you deserve what you've been missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, tell him just listen. I'm playing games and it's loving ain't the same. I don't know what to say, but what a shame. If you were mine, you would not get the same. If you were mine, you would top everything. Suicide in the drop, switching lanes and a thing. So fire, baby, no propane. Got good, girl, can I be framed? Keep it 100, girl, I ain't no saint. But he the only reason that I'm feeling this way. Giving you the word, baby, when you get space. Pin gang, give me lay, baby, that's penetrate. Oh, baby.
Sound got a to throw. Pull up, we can party some more. Yeah, got this drink in my cup. Got a young feeling so throw. Spit fire in the world so cold. Young money got a for the no. Spit fire in the world so cold. H-Town got me feeling so throw. H-Town got me feeling so throw. Rob paint and we sip, can it fold? H-Town got me feeling so throw. Spit fire in the world so cold. H-Town got a so throw.
Down.
I had a chance to meet Bryson Tiller recently, a humble dude that doesn't really care for the spotlight too much. He's also incredibly talented. After posting Don't, the song we just heard on SoundCloud, both Timbaland and Drake co-signed on his talent. That led to a major label deal and his first album, Trap Soul. So the internet is buzzing with excitement. Fans and bloggers are speculating Beyoncé may drop her new album any minute. Unlike her self-titled album, this one is not a surprise. Beyoncé announced after her Super Bowl performance plans to kick off a world tour this spring. Now, it only makes sense that the tour is to support a new project. A popular music gossip site noticed recently that her entire iTunes music page was taken down for some time and that a number of unaccounted for spots appeared on her Vevo page. This is leading folks to speculate that there may be some new music coming and maybe about a dozen or so new videos as well. Coming up next, I've got the song that kicked off this new phase for Beyoncé. This is called Formation inside the Soul Lounge.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I've been. I got sauce in my bag. Gracious, best revenge is your paper.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
Did you notice?
Chris Brown with Back to Sleep inside the Soul Lounge. And now the hip-hop community is still mourning the death of Fife Dawg from A Tribe Called Quest. He died last Tuesday of complications from diabetes. He was only 45 years old. When the news hit the internet, fans, including a number of celebrities, tweeted their condolences. You know, A Tribe Called Quest provided the soundtrack for an entire generation of hip-hop backpackers. Fife inspired a number of today's popular artists, including Pharrell, Kanye West. In honor of the late MC, here is a song that, in my opinion, really showcases his flow and his lyrical abilities. And it happens to be one of the best Tribe cuts, if I do say so myself. This is Tribe Called Quest with Check the Rhyme. Rest in peace, Fife. Check the Rhyme.
Days on the boulevard I landed. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you gots to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, this way you're dead wrong. I slay that body in El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, gonna contest me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no home training cause I misbehave. I come correct in full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the time, check the time.
On the boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Fifer,
and me, the abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the Zach.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the resurrector and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My optical presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act. But off to better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the chrome and proper. What you say, hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop if you call it that and stop.
Stay tuned. We are heading into the VIP room for a special interview and performance with a sister who combines the spirit of soul with a touch of jazz. You are in for a treat. Don't move. Keep it locked right here to the Soul Lounge.
Always there when you called. Always on time. Gave you my...
Born and raised in and inspired by one of the most diverse cities in the U.S., the artist that you're about to hear has found a way to meld all of those influences into a unique and gorgeous form of music that is impossible to categorize. I was blown away when I first heard her, and I guarantee you will be as well. My name is the Lady DJ, and welcome to the Soul Lounge. It is my pleasure to introduce you to Aquia Aldridge. Aquia, welcome to the Soul Lounge.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad that you're here.
I am too.
Well, okay. Congratulations on the new album, Soul Singer.
Yes.
Now let me tell you a story. We've been connected on Facebook some time, and I knew you were a singer, and it wasn't until someone came and slammed the CD down on desk, you've got to listen to this CD.
Oh man,
and I instantly fell in love with it, and that's when I gave you a call and I said, I gotta get you inside the VIP room.
Thank you. I'm so honored.
And let me tell you, this is my introduction to you, but you've released quite a bit of music before. Mm-hmm. So my thought was that, oh, okay, she's a soul artist, but no, you're a jazz musician, but you're kind of declaring yourself a soul singer. So help us with this.
Well, the name of the album came about because I'm one of those people who does, like you said, I meld all kinds of genres together because that's just how I was raised. My dad is a jazz musician, but I grew up with, my mother loved R&B and soul, and you know, I'm from DC, so you got the go-go. I'm part of the hip-hop generation, so it's all in there, and it's easy for people to get confused when they see me at a concert and say, okay, she's a jazz vocalist, but she's real soulful. So, you know, and I feel like as a musician and as an artist, my job is to kind of speak to people's spirits. So that's why I say I'm just a soul singer. I'm a soul singer in whatever genre I find myself in. My bass is jazz, but I'm speaking to your soul.
Yeah, and coming from the soul, yes, which is why I think absolutely that the songs really resonate.
Yeah, I
know they
that
did with me,
awesome,
certainly. Yeah. Now, I know a lot of artists don't like to be categorized. Are you one of those that tries to stay away from that? Are you comfortable?
I'm pretty comfortable. I think it's more uncomfortable for other people.
Okay.
Because I think folks need to be able to label you so they know where to put you, where to categorize you. I think most listeners, though, just listen for the art. I don't think they listen for, oh, is this jazz? Is this hip-hop? What is this? I think they just enjoy the music. So, you know, I'm cool with being called a jazz vocalist. I was trained as a jazz vocalist. That's my base. That's my foundation.
Okay.
But I pull from everywhere. I'm kind of a Pan-African sounds, and you're going to hear that R&B and the blues and some rock and roll every once in a while. So that's me, yeah. Categories?
Okay, that's fair, that's fair. We're going to get back to some of those international influences, but mm-hmm, I want to talk about your training because you have a degree from mm-hmm Howard University,
yes,
in jazz vocals.
Yes, jazz studies,
jazz studies
in my undergrad, and
okay,
then I went back for my master's in social work.
I wanted to talk to you about that because when I read that in your bio, I said, now that was an interesting decision. Was that because you were going to step away from music, or did you think it would help you in your music?
Actually, it was because I was stepping away and I felt like I needed another career. At that time, I wasn't comfortable going out to be a solo jazz vocalist. And I felt like the music business would have kind of swallowed me up. So I wanted to be married. I wanted to have kids and I wanted to have a family, and I didn't feel like that was really the place for me to do it in the music business. So I stopped. I went back to school, got my social work degree in mental health, which is something I'm really passionate about anyway. And down the line, got married, had kids, and my husband said, you gotta sing. You gotta do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, 8 years later, I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. They banned smoking in clubs. So I was like, okay, I'm game. I'm going to do it.
Was that an issue for you, that
the
whole smoky jazz
club? I didn't
want to
be
thing.
The lonely vocalist in a smoky jazz club drinking a whiskey. I just didn't see myself doing that.
Okay.
I didn't want to do that. Some folks, they have the heart to do that. It just wasn't me.
Okay.
So they lifted that, you know, they banned smoking, and I was like, okay, cool. I'll try this.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense. We had an artist named Kenya in recently, mm-hmm, and she talked about stepping away from the music, and she said that there was just something inside of her, like she kind of fell into a depression not doing it because mm-hmm the calling was so great.
Yeah.
Did you feel a sense, that sense, or was it just kind of easy for you to move back and forth?
Well, I would do backgrounds here and there, okay, so I stayed a little bit connected, but there was always a drive to perform on my own. I've always, because I grew up in a big family, I've always been really, really prone to being in a group.
Okay.
And as a solo vocalist, a solo jazz vocalist, you're not really gonna get that group vibe. People are kind of like, I'll play for you, but group, I don't know. So, it took a while for me to really figure out how to present myself. And as soon as I said, okay, I'm gonna do it, things just opened up. You know, my friends from school really stepped up and helped me open some doors to perform in different clubs around the city. And people just really responded wonderfully. I'm just blessed. I'm blessed for that.
Yeah. And you mentioned that your father was a jazz musician.
Yes.
And that, so I'm assuming you grew up with a lot of different kinds of jazz, or was he into standards? I mean, what did you hear mostly at home?
No, my dad was definitely a free jazz, kind of Pan-African, kind of righteous, you know?
Okay.
Part of the struggle music. So it was very free. So I was raised with not just having an ear for the technicalities of music, but having yourself be open spiritually to receive the music and to give it back. And you know, music and performance is a cyclical action. It is an experience for everybody. It's not just me performing. Mm-hmm. So me having that from him really gave me the opportunity, I think, to perform for people today in a way that I can really have a great relationship with the audience. And I think they appreciate that. You know, I connect with them. That's part of my thing. I really want to connect with the people who are there for me.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, one of the songs that really connected with me, and anyone who's listened to the show knows that I am a huge love song fan. I'm such a sappy romantic. So the first song, when I heard Take My Time, I thought, oh my God, that's such a beautiful song.
Yay.
Oh, because she's singing my wedding. It's such a beautiful song. But, you know, in lieu of that, would you mind performing that for us? I think
absolutely.
It would be great.
Absolutely. It's an original of mine. And it's one of my favorites as well. So I hope you enjoy it.
Take my time. can hold each image of you, every foe, I wanna be with you.
Aquia, so you mentioned that your dad was a major influence as a jazz musician, mm-hmm. and the music that you heard in the house influenced you. I'm going to assume, just based on some of the tribute concerts you've done over the last few years, that two women in particular mean very much to you, and that would be Nina Simone,
yes.
the great Nina Simone, of course, mm-hmm. and Miriam Makeba.
Absolutely.
So talk to me a little bit about how those women have inspired you.
Well, they are both they were both mainstays in my home and musically, but also they represented something huge that my parents raised me with, and that's social activism and really standing up for African people's rights all over the world. If people don't know already, Miriam Makeba was a huge advocate for South African people during apartheid. So she would go around the world and speak about it, and she would speak out about it. She went to the UN and really urged them to go and do some work there. But she was also vocal in the social activism in the U.S. The two of them actually connected, and I think were good friends. Mm-hmm. Nina Simone, everybody knows Nina Simone. She was a bad somebody. And she spoke out, you know, even to the detriment of her career oftentimes. But, she, you know, when she saw something was wrong, she had to do something about it. And that is something that my parents raised me with, that there's no such thing as art for art's sake. Mm-hmm. If you're an artist, your job is to speak for people who don't have a voice. And you speak for the social times, you know. Sometimes that involves speaking about love. You have to speak about love to give people that sweetness. But you also got to speak about freedom and what's going on. It's difficult to acknowledge that a lot of stuff that they fought for is still stuff that we're fighting for today. But at the same time, it's important for people like myself to be real about it and say, okay, I'm not going to stand by and watch this happen and not speak about it and figure out a way to help bring out solutions for it.
Mm. Bringing up Nina Simone, one of the things that I found really interesting about her is that when she began to speak up during the civil rights struggle, mm-hmm. She appeared from the outside to kind of lose balance a little bit. She just sort of threw herself into mm-hmm. it completely. How do you do that? Because that, as an artist and then as an activist, that is so easy because both yeah. require passion,
absolutely.
Large amounts of passion. Mm-hmm. And you have a husband,
yes,
and children.
Yes.
So how do you maintain that balance?
Well, you said it just there. My husband and my children, they are my balance. They ground me. I'm also a teacher. Mm. So, you know, kids have a way of bringing you right back to earth. Like, hold on, I need my bottom changed. So can you get off your pedestal real quick and come and take care of this? So me teaching and me really having to take care of my kids and my husband is just my rock, you know. So when I get to that place, and like you said, as an artist, passion is a part of what you do. And if you don't have it, you probably need to stop. Mm. So, you know, and like you said, when Nina Simone got into the activism, it was everything in her that went in. And it's difficult not to do that. Yeah. You know, it's difficult not to just lose yourself in the music or in whatever you're working on. But if you have that support system like I do, I'm so blessed to have my family, my mom and my dad still looking at me side-eyed like, you sure you gonna do that? So, and my sister pulling me on back, it's a little extra. So, you know, I have them to really keep me grounded and level-headed.
Now, is that why you stayed here in D.C.? Because you're born in D.C., but,
yeah.
I mean, this isn't New York. This isn't Paris.
Right,
you know, we're not known for jazz, necessarily.
Right. Which is strange, because we have a serious history here.
Sure, of course.
Jazz and music. It's a serious foundation here in D.C. But, I'm here because I am married with children, and I am a teacher and administrator at my parents' school. So it's like, I'm stuck here.
Gotcha.
I am rooted here. And it's important to have a base and have a strong base. And this is my support system. So like now I'm doing my Soul Singer tour, and it is based around me and my life. So I'm going to North Carolina. I'm going to New York, and you know, I'm going to these different places, but I always come right back home.
Yeah.
And I can breathe.
Yeah. Now, your dad worked on the project?
Yes.
Did he? I saw that in the liner notes.
Yes.
Did he? How did he participate?
He did a solo on one of my originals called Red Bark.
Okay.
Yeah, his name is Ajay Okoto, and I had to pull him in there. It was like pulling teeth. Daddy, please, I need you to do this solo on this.
Yeah, is this the first time that you all have worked together on a project?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm really, really excited about it. Yeah.
Okay, and your brother is actually part of your band as well, so he's playing the congas,
he's playing congas on there,
Okay.
Ajay Osei, and he's playing the congas on there. Chris Fun is also on there. He was musical director for this album, and he's here with me today playing bass. On keys was Warren Wolf, and on drums was Corey Fonville. These are all absolutely amazing musicians. I also had a brother named Farai Malianga on cajon, and I had the pleasure of having Nicholas Payton grace us with his presence on the album as well.
Yeah.
And Brent Burkhead is on flutes and saxophone.
It's a beautiful album.
Thank you.
Okay, before I let you go, I typically ask every artist three questions.
Okay.
And they're pretty easy, so we're going to do that. let's imagine it is like a Sunday afternoon. I don't know what you do. You've got kids and a husband. You're probably cleaning the house. That's what I'm doing, right? You know what I mean? So you're vacuuming, dusting. What are you playing in the background to kind of keep you motivated to get all that done?
Oh, what am I listening to in the background? Right now, I am so into Leanne LaHavas.
I don't know Leanne. Okay.
You gotta look her up. I love her stuff. She has a new album out. Her and always Nina Simone, Mary McCabe, Bill Withers.
Oh,
Bill Withers.
Bill Withers, yes.
Big Bill Withers fan.
Yes.
Stevie.
Okay, of course.
Yeah, it keeps you moving.
Okay, all right. So, I don't know, it's Saturday night, the grandkids have the babies, it's you and your husband, you all are all out on a date, you come home, nice romantic evening. What are you playing?
What do we like to listen to together? He likes to listen to me. I don't so much.
Okay. I know he likes to listen to that one song called Take My Time.
Take My Time. Yes, of course. Also, we're big Bilal fans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we love his music. And Bob Marley, John Coltrane, you know, we span the gamut in my house. We just go in. And as a matter of fact, my husband is the one who gives me like the new people to listen to. Babe, listen to this.
Okay.
So yeah.
So I'm assuming he was a music fan. You knew that when you met.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Big
that would have been hard,
fan.
Huh?
Yeah, that would have been a problem. He tells a story that when he saw me perform at my senior recital, that's when he knew he was gonna marry me.
Aww.
I said, yeah, okay, whatever. You're still acting up.
But he got you though.
Yeah. Well.
Well, good. Okay, final question. You know, we all have times when we're down, and we just need something to kind of lift us out of that space. Is there a specific artist or genre or anything that you listen to that kind of brings you out of a dark place, if ever you find yourself there?
Well, I'm an artist, so I'm complicated. But I have to start with Nina Simone.
Okay.
Right in there, Wild as the Wind, I have to sit down and just lay on the couch and listen to that. And then I got to go listen to Mahalia Jackson. Okay. How I Got Over, you know, Precious Lord, all that. That was my grandmother's favorite, one of my mama's favorite. And that always brings me out of it. But those two, and then I got to go to Stevie and Bob Marley to lift my spirits up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. We have a lot in common in that regard. Well, Akuia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is a wonderful album, Soul Singer, and congratulations on it, and I wish you the best. And before I let you go, though, I definitely want you to get back up and give us another cut from the album. So, and while she gets ready to do that, I want to thank you so much for being here with us inside the Soul Lounge, and I can't wait to talk to you again. Until then, take care of yourselves and each other. Bye-bye.
თავისუფლება არის ჩემთვის პატიოსნება და პროფესიონალიზმი. აი, ადამიანის განათლება არის თავისუფლება.
ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება. გვისმინეთ ტალღებზე FM 107.4-ზე და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radiotavisupleba.ge.